This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of you want to travel. We got spring break coming up. Spring break is, I believe, at the end of March. As Easter, many spring breaks end on Easter. So leading up to Easter, as opposed to start on Easter because of family coming to town and festivities. So I know it's a lot of spring breaks are at the end of March because I think Easter comes on April 2nd. So many of you want to travel. Some of you reached out saying, what do I think? Do I think it's safe? Well, it's safe depending on which front. When it comes to safe in terms of in-flight transmission, if you're flying, I still think COVID can still be spread on planes because you can't really social distance. And even though there is recirculating air, I think it has been pretty well documented that COVID can still spread on an airplane. In fact, new research from the CDC, publishing Emerging Infectious Diseases, looked at a case showing an in-flight transmission of SARS despite passengers getting tested before departing to New Zealand. New Zealand has had a good response to the pandemic. They've managed isolation and quarantine. I don't think they've had as many issues as we've had here in America. And the restrictions also expanded to include testing people for COVID-19 on the 3rd and 12th day of quarantine. Now, in this study called the Genomic Evidence of In-Flight Transmission of SARS Despite Pre-Departure Testing, that kind of found that even despite testing, cases can still be spread. So, the team looked at a coronavirus outbreak on a plane on September 29th, 2020. It was arriving from Dubai, from the United Arab Emirates, to Auckland, New Zealand. During the 14-day managed isolation and quarantine, 7 people tested positive for SARS-CoV-2. All 7 passengers came from 5 different countries. 5 were tested negative on 1 layover stop in Malaysia. All 7 passengers were seated 4 rows away from each other during an 18-hour flight. During the flight and before leaving the Dubai airport, mask wearing was optional. 5 of the 7 infected passengers did wear masks and gloves while on the plane. 2 did not. So the researchers performed this whole genome sequencing on the test samples of the 7 patients positive, and they found that the sequences were genetically identical. And with the exception of 1 mutation from 1 passenger, all the samples came from that B1 lineage. So the researchers then compared the 7 genomes of the international database and found 6 identical ones, 4 coming from Switzerland, 2 from the UK. So based on these results, they predict that 2 passengers were the source of the infection, not just 1. And the passengers that traveled together from Switzerland had tested negative 3 days before leaving the country. One of the passengers began to start feeling sick on October 1st and finally had a positive test the following day. They also predict that 4 passengers became infected during the flight. 1 might have become infected while in quarantine. So this global sequencing and all this scientific talk is basically what they're saying is because people will ask, wait a second, how do we know they didn't get it from the wife when they came home? Or you know, maybe they went into the bathroom and they could trace, you know, not all viruses are the same. There's genetic, you know, the kind of fingerprints. So they could look at the genes of the actual virus and see if it's the same virus, and that's how they could trace it. So what does this mean? Well, what it means is there's the negative COVID testing. It's not always 100%. It helps. But when I hear somebody test negative for COVID, the first thing I ask is, how were you tested? So there was one person that called me on telemedicine, and he thought he needed antibiotics because he was having a bad lung infection. And I said, okay, now have you been tested for COVID yet? Yep, I tested and I've been negative twice. All right, so I go on and I ask Warren, and I go, gosh, this really sounds like COVID. And I'm like, wait a second, you were tested twice? What days? Well, one was weeks before he got sick, so that one doesn't count. The other one was a few days into his illness, but it was self-done. He goes, I did an at-home test. And I go, what, did you put the swab all the way to the back of the... He goes, I put the swab as far as I could tolerate it. So when I hear somebody had a negative test, it's not very scientific. These negative COVID tests could be because the swab was done halfway. If you're not really getting back there and getting the back of the nasopharynx, and I have an image on some of the articles I've written on how far back that goes. It's not just a little bit in the nose. It goes beyond the nose all the way to the back of the throat. Most people cannot tolerate that sort of sampling. It is very uncomfortable because, you know, the body doesn't like things near the nose. It's going to make you want to sneeze it out. And some people go, well, I'll just spit. Poo, too. Are you getting a really good guttural sample? You know, are you really getting a good sample? So these negative tests could be somebody's not doing a good enough sample. And so with travel, I believe many countries are saying, look, you know, these are the tests we approve. You know, do these tests at home, but the average person, do you think they want to test positive? If you have somebody who really wants to go on a flight, and they don't really want to stick it all the way back to the, you know, back of their throat, up their nose, and they start to gag, or they might be like, you know what, that's fine, that's enough. Or you might have some people lie. They might just take it from another body part and put it in there. I mean, you know, the testing is not very consistent. And so, you know, do I think it's safe for you to fly? I think COVID is still out there. I'd be a little worried also about any logistical changes that airlines or countries may add. Anything could change. We just heard in a news report that deaths are rising. Cases are going down, but deaths are rising. So if we find out that the deaths are rising and we have a new wave, the U.S. could say, sorry, guys, quarantine before you come back. So I personally have not made any plans for any sort of travel because I just don't know what changes might happen. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The pet industry saw nearly $99 billion in sales in 2020, and pet food accounted for about $38.4 billion in sales. This vibrant market keeps growing, and you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free research report from Avid Market Traders. Text PET to 48542. We've discovered that a potential multi-billion dollar growth opportunity has tails wagging over a company that incorporates functional pet food ingredients that offer proven health benefits for pet owners around the world. And that means hyper growth in the market for domestic and international pet owners. If you're a pet owner, text the word PET to 48542 to get this red-hot market intelligence delivered to your mobile device. Text PET to 48542 for your free research from Avid Market Traders. Get the best for your investment strategy and for your pet when you text PET to 48542.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook at the Dr. Dolly Show. So some school districts went back to school, not all grades, but went back to school on Monday. And I've been getting some feedback from some of the teachers on how it went. Good and bad. And it's really interesting to see what we're being told in the media and what looks good on paper and what happens in real life. And we're going to talk about choices and getting back to work and some of the, things we have to kind of think about as we move forward. So some teachers said it was horrible. They said they were unhappy. One had suggested, I read a lot of teacher boards, and one had said that they felt like they were neglecting, right, their other kids online. There were only a few kids that came back. They thought there were going to be more. The masks wouldn't stay on. Kids weren't social distancing. Some of the teachers weren't happy. Others, I noticed one had said, I didn't realize how much I miss kids. You know, having been a teacher myself, I taught Sunday school, I've taught pre-med, I've taught med, I've taught some high school students, I've taught grade school students in different, I don't know, times of my life with different types of courses. You really miss the kids. And so when I saw one teacher say, I didn't realize how much I miss the kids, that was pretty heartwarming. Because the longer you're away from them, the harder it is to go back. You know, what's interesting, when you have a workers' comp injury, about a couple decades ago, a study came out saying, get that person right back to work. And I'm thinking to myself as a medical student, go, wait a second. Okay, they hurt their back. Don't they have to be in bed? Don't they have to be icing it? Don't they have to? They said, still, get that person back to work. Because studies have shown the longer you're away from work, the harder it is to recover from an injury. And the harder it is to get back into the swing of things. So we asked teachers who had been away from a year for a whole year to get back into the swing of things. Some said they were exhausted, they were tired. You're out of shape. I mean, you've been standing up, you know, being a teacher is exhausting. If you haven't done that for a year, and your sleep schedule is a little different, and you don't have to get up super early to do your hair and all that, yeah, it's hard to get back into shape and get back into the swing of things. And also masks. A lot of people weren't wearing masks at home. So they could go all day without masks. I mean, when I see patients online, when I'm in my studio, I don't have to wear a mask. So imagine if I go back into a medical setting or I go back into a teaching setting and I got to be in a mask all day. It's going to kind of wear on you. Many teachers found that social distancing with the younger kids just didn't happen. I mean, maybe for the first 2 seconds. So the kids won't social distance. We knew that. That, you know, same thing with the masks. The kids couldn't keep the masks on. So what's going to be the reality of that? I mean, will schools come down hard on the teachers? Will schools go, look, you know, the reality of things are is these young kids won't wear a mask. You know, let's just move on. Well, how are the schools going to approach that? Some of the teachers are kind of shocked that more students didn't come back. They went through all that preparing, all that planning, and a good number of kids were still staying home. So, you know, it's going to be very interesting to see what happens. You know, kids used to have to go to school. When I was younger, I loved school. I couldn't wait to get out of the house. I didn't like being home. I loved school. But my brothers and sisters, they were not as excited about school. So I remember my parents saying, if you don't go to school, the state picks you up. It's illegal to not go to school. You have to go to school. I don't really know exactly what the law is, but I think there are laws that your kids have to go to school. So you didn't have a choice. Kids went. And for the most part, it worked. Well, now with COVID, there's a choice. You can either go to school or you could stay home with mommy and the pets, right? And have your, you know, games in the background, but you do online school. And so I'm wondering if there's kids saying, nah, I don't want to go back. I'm not getting bullied. I'm not getting yelled at by the teacher. I get to be with mommy. And I think some parents out there are like, you know what? After that school shooting the other day, yeah, maybe stay home. I'm fine with that. Now I don't have to get up early and drop you off. You know, you can be in your pajamas, I can be in my pajamas, we're good. So I expected there to be more enthusiasm of kids going back. Now, I don't have the full numbers, and I'm asking you, if you're a teacher, and you're from Chicago, or you're from Southern Nevada, how is the first week going? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But some teachers had kind of reached out saying, wait, I thought all the parents wanted their kids back. And so maybe some classrooms are going to have more than others. Maybe others don't. I mean, I know for my kids, I would like my kids, I mean, my kids are older now, but I probably would have wanted my kids to be with other kids. You know, I mean, I notice they gain weight when they're home, and, you know, I'd rather they be back out there and, you know, seeing people and all that. You know, are they going to get into more trouble? No, kids still got into trouble. You know, I mean, you know, kids, they still, like I said, drug dealing still happened online. Kids still met up at the park, had their bonfires, things like that. Kids still knew how to be kids. But teachers had, it was really interesting to see how many of them said, I thought there was going to be more students than this. The hand washing. Some of them complained that the hand washing was a little overwhelming. I mean, because they, you know, they might have washed their hands once throughout the day or after they went to the bathroom at home, and now all of a sudden, they have to, with every single person, wash their hands. I could see why some of them were exhausted, because if, I know in my school district, they had to do cleaning after each, you know, change of kids, and they, and, you know, they had to keep wiping down rooms and tables and things like that. That's a lot of chemicals. That's a lot that, you know, you're already trying to deal with all the cleanup of the crayons and all that, but you don't have to spray things down. So it's interesting. So I urge you guys to look at some of the teacher pages, and see what people wrote. One teacher said it was wonderful. Another one said it went well. I have third graders. They did well with their masks and did their best to social distance, as best as an 8-year-old could do. One had said, they said, I now think it's crazy they expect us to teach how we normally were virtually, but still run a safe and effective pre-K classroom. She said, I'm the adult and person in charge in my room, so that's where my main attention and focus naturally goes. She said, it sucks. Somebody said there were a lot of issues with the computer. Apparently, they were trying to still, some of the older kids, they were trying to connect to computers, and there were issues with the computers and internet and all that. And so, yeah, you know. And then one person said, I teach first grade. It was so wonderful to teach them in person. They did an awesome job with their masks and safety. But I feel it was a big mistake for students at elementary to be going in full-time 5 days a week. We're not going to be ready for it. She likes the cohorts. Regarding high school, I can't say. I think with everything, it's trial and error. But I know they will be more conscientious about their safety. So, you know, some people are just, they're loving it. And I think, remember, some schools started with the younger. Some, you know, there was just everybody back, high schoolers and all that. I think the way we did it in Southern Nevada, it was good that it was the younger kids, because the younger kids seemed to be the least affected by COVID. And if those teachers were able to get vaccinated and everybody kind of feels safe on all sides, those are the teachers that, you know, I think really, really love their students. Mind you, okay, I mean, I've taught high schoolers, I've taught pre-med, I've taught, you know, college, medical. You know, the older they are, I still love them. You could still love a student no matter how old they are. But when you really get that bond with those young kids, it's hard to then separate from them. You know, a lot of people don't realize that many teachers were really, really hurt by the lockdown. They went through withdrawal missing their students. You do miss your students. I still have students call me and, you know, reach out to me and want to go to lunch or dinner, and probably every day I hear from a student, which is really cool, or a previous student. And it does. It just warms your heart because you didn't realize how much you connected with them. So for those people thinking all teachers don't want to work and they want to get paid to stay home, that's really not the case, because I think there's a lot of people out there. But if we look at the reality of schools going back, one is you don't have all the parents on board because not all kids came back. Two is kids really still had issues with the social distancing and the masks, especially the younger ones. Three is there is going to be a fatigue factor because, you know, teachers who, even though they still busted their butt doing virtual, it's a whole different arena, you know, standing in a classroom and running over here and cleaning and trying to help with their masks and all that. So I really, really hand it to these guys. And I hope it works out, and I hope we're able to kind of, you know, get back into the swing of things full time. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000. $5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
FBI Director Christopher Wray says the January 6th attack on the Capitol was clearly criminal behavior and was an act of domestic terrorism.
It's got no place in our democracy, and tolerating it would make a mockery of our nation's rule of law.
Wray, testifying in a Senate hearing, says hundreds of suspects have been identified in a wide-ranging ongoing investigation. The White House says coronavirus vaccine distributions are increasing from 14.5 to 15.2 million doses per week.
States are also receiving 2.8 million of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine this week, so they are receiving a total of 18 million doses.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki cheering the partnership between Merck and Johnson & Johnson to distribute J&J's new vaccine. This is USA Radio News. A man convicted of killing at least seven women was found dead in his cell.
A California serial killer known as the I-5 Strangler in the 1970s and 1980s has been killed in his cell at Mule Creek State Prison, southeast of Sacramento, California, shortly after midnight Sunday. 81-year-old Roger Reese Kibb died at the prison where he was serving multiple life sentences, being convicted of seven murders. Police officials say they're investigating his death as a homicide. His only cellmate, Jason Boudreau, was found standing next to the body and is serving a life sentence without the possibility of parole or a first-degree murder charge in Riverside, California. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Senate Finance Committee is set to vote Wednesday on the nomination of Javier Becerra for Secretary of Health and Human Services. Montana Republican Senator Steve Daines says he's a definite no. He says opposition to Becerra among Republicans is growing and a full Senate vote on Becerra is going to be close. USA Radio News.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dolly's show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, unfortunately, we had a pretty severe accident in Southern California. Imperial County Fire Department has called a mass fatality incident that happened at 6:15 a.m. local time, where a Ford Expedition SUV had been driving westbound on Norris Road near State Route 115 when it traveled in the direct path of a big rig. Officials say they believe the vehicle, which has a legal capacity of 7 to 8 people, was carrying 27 passengers. 15 have died. Several more hurt. 4 had to be airlifted to nearby hospital. 3 is currently in intensive care. And officials think that all the victims were undocumented migrants. We're not supposed to say illegal immigrants anymore. Undocumented migrants. So the crash occurred in the area of El Centro, 10 miles north of the U.S.-Mexico border, around 6:15 this morning. The Ford SUV was carrying 27 passengers. We are not sure why it headed in the direct path of a gravel truck that was heading northbound on the 115. So 15 people dead. Actually, 14 people died at the scene. Another victim died at the hospital, and several others injured, 6 currently being treated in El Centro. And I'm looking right now at the truck. I'm surprised if the driver made it. I don't know if the driver made it. You see bodies, and it was horrible. It's probably one of the most horrible accidents we've seen recently since COVID and since what we saw in Texas. So, you know, the incident is called a mass casualty. We don't have many more details as to how they got through the border. Obviously, you can't hide that many people in a car, but they were 10 miles from the border, and officials believe they were undocumented. I mean, it could be that there is now a relaxing, but usually that California-Mexico border, you can't get through without being stopped. I mean, unless, you know, things have changed. So it's just kind of highlights that we are still dealing with some chaos when it comes to how to safely incorporate people into our country and to, you know, give them the road to citizenship. Having people, the problem with illegal immigration, especially me as a physician, is the not being examined, giving medical care. I mean, you know, when somebody comes into our borders, or, you know, comes into our facilities, you know, if they have an infection, we might treat it. If they have COVID, we might quarantine them. If they're not fed, we might give them food and water. The quote-unquote illegal immigration or undocumented transport of people is a huge public health risk, not only to the country they're going to, but to themselves. And how many of them need care? You know, some of these migrants have been walking from Honduras for weeks. Some of them might have decided, you know what, let's just go for it. I'll hop in the car. And so, you know, do any of them have tuberculosis? Do any of them have strep pneumonia? Do they have HIV? Is anybody examining them? Is anybody giving them care? Now, we can't afford to treat everybody from other countries, but it becomes a public health crisis when somebody who is undocumented comes through and then, you know, then it becomes a part of the regular population and hasn't had proper medical care, hasn't had proper screening. I'm not saying every American is screened, but, it concerns you because, you know, there are other issues and diseases in other countries that we could at least identify, treat. I mean, I am for having my father being an immigrant and having become a citizen and having to learn the language and take the test, and my grandmother and grandfather also becoming citizens. So I am very grateful to America for being open to immigrants and being allowing us to legally come here, allowing us to have a path, you know, helping teach us, spending money to teach us the language, to teach, you know. And so I was born in Los Angeles, and, you know, thank God America let my father in and my grandmother and grandfather in. And so I'm very, very grateful for there being an immigration process. I think the average person is. It's just, what do you do with the ones that are doing it the quote-unquote legal way and then the ones doing it the quote-unquote illegal way? So undocumented, you know, people don't like the idea of somebody being documented. It just kind of has a bad tone to it. But I look at it as unscreened, you know, for medical. I'm a doctor, so I have to worry about the medical part of it. Some people are like, no, you know what, Mexico's fine. They have a vaccine for COVID. I don't believe their vaccination program is as robust as ours. I think they just recently started their vaccination program. In fact, according to Worldometers, they've had another 437 deaths. They've had another 2,300 new cases. They've had 2 million total cases overall, but about 186,000 deaths. They're still grappling with it. The U.S. has had a spike in deaths, about another 765 reported. India, 110. Russia, 441. The U.K., 343. Spain, 192. Italy, 343. Turkey, 68. Germany, 203. But, you know, we're not out of the woods yet. And, you know, here we are, you know, mandating vaccines. We're firing people for not getting a vaccine. We're on the school districts to get teachers back, to get the kids vaccinated. You know, they're safe. We could teach. I mean, you know, we have people saying, can we open up our businesses again? You know, do we, you know, can we move forward? And, you know, I'll give Biden credit. I'll give Trump credit for Operation Warp Speed. I will give Biden credit for vaccinating the majority of Americans by summer. Give credit where credit's due. But if you also want the credit, then you have to make sure that you're also, you know, allowing people to do their work and to control the COVID bleed. And if people are coming in who could be sick, I mean, you know, you have a car of 27 passengers. My guess is they weren't screened for COVID and they weren't vaccinated for COVID. And now, unfortunately, half of them died. More than half of them died. The process of somebody coming here illegally is a very dangerous and deadly one. And it doesn't have to be. But there has to be rules. There has to be a pathway. As a doctor, I don't want to see anybody die in a car accident or die of a disease or die of starvation. I want them to get help. Now, maybe they had a place to go. Maybe there's a place in Southern California where they go to, they get food, they get some medical care. I don't know. But, you know, this trying to go the back way is, and I get some people are saying, well, they can't wait for America to open up their borders. They could die. I get that. I get that. I mean, having family from the Holocaust, you know, America turned boats around. I get it. It's a scary, scary time. But this shouldn't have happened. You know, half of them died just because they were trying to escape the normal path. So we need a robust immigration policy that's legal. Florida has reported of 139 new deaths for COVID. Illinois, 44. Pennsylvania, 67. North Carolina, 34. Arizona, 81. New Jersey, 48. Virginia, 160. So we're seeing a little bit of uptick. In terms of Texas, their total death rate is about 44,000, 52,000 compared to California. They have 2.6 million cases. We don't have a lot of numbers on what's happened recently, but of course, as the border starts to loosen up, you know, we're probably going to see more cases come in. Mexico, like I said, is still grappling with high cases. 1-877-DOC-ELLIE.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have: your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a popular flea collar has already killed 1,700 pets. Did you guys hear about this? All right. Multiple agencies are reporting that a popular flea and tick collar is reportedly making thousands of pets sick and even killing some of them, according to the EPA. Or actually killing them. This isn't according to the EPA. Critics are blaming the EPA. Now, the EPA is responsible for regulating products that contain pesticides. And apparently, we've been told they have received 75,000 incident reports about Seresto pet collars developed by Bayer and manufactured by Elanco since they were introduced by 2012. And it includes 1,698 pet deaths and nearly 1,000 incidents involving harm to humans. So this report was published today by the Midwest Center for Investigative Reporting in USA Today. They said after 7 years of an increasing number of incidents, they're telling the public they're continuing to monitor the situation, but I think this is a significant problem that needs to be addressed sooner than later. Apparently, Seresto, according to Karen McCormick, a former EPA official, said has the most incidents of any pesticide pet product. Now, Bayer and Elanco are German-based, and they're in Louisville, Kentucky. They didn't respond to the news outlet, but the EPA spokesperson said no pesticide is completely without harm. Now, I don't have a pet collar on my dog or a flea collar. I mean, when it's time to go for a walk, I say, get the leash. And she's like, oh, go get the leash. She gets the leash on. She doesn't really want to wear a leash because she wants to run around because she thinks she's a big girl. But I'm like, you have to wear a leash because you run after other dogs and you run around in the street like you're not supposed to because sometimes you're a bad girl, not a big girl. So you got to wear the leash. She gets all mad. And then, you know, they're like, I'll get ready to go get the leash because she just goes crazy. She just starts barking. So I go, get the, and she gets all excited and waits for the last word. I go, the garbage off the floor because you went into the garbage and she doesn't like it. But anyway, I don't have a flea collar on her. And maybe I'm lucky because I don't think I've ever had a dog that had fleas. But I lost a pet. I lost a pet to the, gosh, it was years ago when canned food, there was a canned food issue where dogs and cats were dying of renal failure. And we lost a cat to renal failure. And I don't think I ever reported the company. I think I was just in such distress that we lost a cat. The cat died within months. We tried to do the hydration, and we tried to do the Epogen, and, you know, we did the best we could in terms of, you know, trying to keep her alive as or him alive as much as possible, but he just ends up dying. That, remember we have Shake and Bake? It was Bake. And so now Shake, we call Shake and Boo, because he doesn't like to be called Shake. So I this isn't the first time we've seen something kill a pet. And, you know, your pets are like your kids. You just can't, you just can't see anything happen to them. Rhonda Bumwell of Somerset, New York, New Jersey, said she lost her 9-year-old Papillion service dog after putting a Seresto collar on him in June. A day later, her dog Pierre had a seizure. She rushed him to the hospital, but he died before she could get treatment. She didn't think to take off his collar at the time. On Amazon, the Seresto was the top-selling collar, but there have been a lot of reviews about the collar. It's worn 6 to 8 months and slowly releases the chemicals onto the animal. One customer said, 10 days after placing the Seresto collar on my dog, she suffered a neurological problem diagnosed as meningitis of unknown origin. She temporarily lost the use of her hind legs and vet bills exceeded $5,000. Another reviewer said, put this collar on my 10-pound Maltese and 14-pound Shih Tzu in May 2016. Within 3 days, the Shih Tzu was laying in his bed all day whining, and every time I picked him up, he would cry out as if he were in pain. She said, take the collar off, bathe him, and by the next morning, he's back to normal. Called my vet in Bayer and was told he must be allergic to an ingredient in the collar. So, I when it comes to, I get pets and fleas and things like that, you know, I get it's a problem, and we use pesticides to kill fleas. But I don't know if there's anything natural. I'm going to look up if there's something natural you could put on your dog. If any of you guys know, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'm going to, let me see, natural flea killer, natural flea repellent for dogs. Let me see if there's a what naturally they bring up. And I apologize, I don't know these at the top of my head. So, I mean, me, I wash my dogs off a lot. I'm looking at this ad. They show ads like Richard's Organics and Natural Flea and Tick Spray. They say some apple cider vinegar could do that. It balances the dog's pH. I don't know if I would spray my dog with apple cider vinegar. According to JetPetResort.com, they say to dilute 6 cups of apple cider vinegar with 4 cups of water and add a dash of sea salt and spray directly onto the dog's coat, but avoid the eyes. I don't know. Lemon, I've heard lemon helps. So sometimes you could do like a little lemon bath, but I think that could be pretty acidic. I usually, you know, just wash my dog really good. Some people might use rosemary dip, coconut oil, lavender or cedar oil might help. Oh, there's a vodka flea collar. Ooh, look at this. They say vodka. Don't be pouring vodka on your dog. They say take a simple dog collar, soak it in a teaspoon of unflavored vodka, let it dry. You can add a few drops of your essential oil of choice to make it scented. Otherwise, the vodka alone could work. I don't know about that. Wow. So brewer's yeast. So if you do have fleas, you got to machine wash, you got to tumble dry, you got to vacuum, baking soda, salt. There's a whole bunch of different stuff. Lemon spray, steam clean. Dogs have fleas. That's just kind of what they do. And then they bring in stuff. I don't know what my cats bring in. My cats bring in birds and bunny rabbits. They bring in animals from the outside, so we don't have a flea problem. We have an animal problem. All right, so Merck is teaming up with Johnson & Johnson to help manufacture its recently approved COVID-19 vaccine. The nation is trying to eliminate the virus through mass inoculation, and Johnson & Johnson has been approved. So they agree to supply the U.S. with 100 million doses of its one-shot vaccine by June. But White House officials say the company is struggling with supply and material issues. That's kind of why our rollout's been kind of slow. So last week, Jeff Zients, White House COVID coordinator, said the Biden administration was working to further accelerate the pace and time frame for which the company delivered the agreed-upon supply, but they found that Johnson & Johnson had fallen behind their schedule. So the fact that a rival such as Merck and Johnson & Johnson are going to partner up is pretty cool. I don't know how, you know, happy... I don't know if this is something that was suggested by the White House, saying, all right, Merck, go help him, or if Johnson & Johnson said, yeah, we could use some help. So, yeah. Oh, well. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. As we said earlier, the Novavax COVID-19 vaccine should see approval by May. We're hoping the AstraZeneca vaccine could see approval by April. The Novavax virus, though, would be the fourth one, because again, nobody's really talking about the AstraZeneca vaccine yet in America because they're going through their clinical trials now, but Novavax is currently going through their clinical trials, and the CEO thinks that Novavax will be number 4, and they are currently in their phase 3 trial, and the FDA will allow for data from a UK trial to be considered during the emergency use authorization application process. Now that's interesting, because I wonder if they'll let the AstraZeneca UK data in order to speed through the AstraZeneca approval. So how effective is the Novavax, which is basically little pieces of the spike proteins? It's about 89.3% effective against coronavirus in a UK-based trial, which was noted during the peak season when the B.1.1.7 variant was in circulation. So this full-length perfusion spike protein with recombinant nanoparticle technology is how they do it. It's stable in freezers, refrigerators, and they promise they'll give about 110 million doses. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.